नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश धारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग टुडे सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द 11th चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद्गीता। So the chapter is titled as Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga or the Universal Form. So here, after describing the various vibhutis of Krishna, Krishna towards the end, he mentions, Atava bahunaitena kimgyatena tava arjuna vishnabhyahamidam kritsnam eka amshena stito jagat. How much can I keep on describing about my vibhuti, so Arjuna? Please understand that I maintain this whole universe by just one small expansion of mine in the form of the Paramatma. Eka amshena stito jagat. So, at this point of time, Arjuna, he says, my dear Krishna, my illusion concerning your powers is gone after hearing the words spoken by you about your vibhutis and along with the knowledge of the soul that you have spoken. I have all my doubts are gone. My illusion is gone. So here Srila Vishnachakra Thakur writes, in the 11th chapter, Arjuna, seeing the universal form, praises it in reverence. When Krishna shows himself again, Arjuna becomes pleased. This is the essence. First, he shows the universal form. Krishna, Arjuna becomes bewildered and he praises the form in reverence. Then again, when Krishna shows his human form, then he is happy. At the end of the last chapter, hearing about one amsha of his dear friend, Eka Amshena Stito Jagat, who is the Adi Purusha, means the original Purushavatara, is Mahavishnu, who is the shelter of all the vibhutis within. With the words Vishtabhyahamidam Krishnam Ekamshena Stito Jagat, when he heard this, Arjuna became submerged in the highest bliss and he desired to see that form. That form is the form of Mahavishnu. Okay. Ekamshena Stito Jagat, what is that form he wanted to see? He praises what the Lord has just spoken in three verses. Okay. The words spoken by you revealing the vibhutis present in yourself have removed my ignorance concerning your powers. Like that. Then he says, my dear Lord, in detail I have heard about the creation and dissolution of all beings arising through you and how you remain unaffected despite you are involved in all this creation, maintenance, destruction, everything. I understand that. So, you know, aham krishnasya jagataha prabhava pralayastata, you are the cause of creation and destruction, everything I understand, and how you are not affected. Nachamam tani karmani nibadnanti dananjaya udasinam vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. So you say that how you are absolutely detached. I understand that also. So now, what you have spoken about yourself is all true, O Krishna. And I desire to see that powerful form of yours. So here he says, so whatever you have spoken, I agree and I don't have any doubt of doubt about it. But still, desiring to be fully satisfied, I desire to see that form displaying your powers. I desire to see that form displaying your powers. I now want to see with my eyes that expansion form of yours by which you support this world. So we were, or many devotees were thinking, oh, that form is the universal form. Is universal form that form by which he supports this world? Okay. So when Arjuna says, that form I wish to see, which form did he express? Okay. So here, he says, मन्यसे यदि तत्सत्यं मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर ततो मे त्वं दर्शय आत्मानं अव्ययम्। इफ यू थिंक दैट आई एम क्वालिफाइड टू सी दैट फॉर्म देन शो मी दैट इंडिस्ट्रक्टिबल फॉर्म। Okay. So Krishna, in responding to this request by Arjuna, he says, "Oh Arjuna, see my hundreds and thousands of wonderful forms of various types and various colors and various shapes." Okay. So here Srila Vishwanatha Thakur writes very interesting commentary. Please listen carefully. First Krishna thinks, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. And what is that form? It is my own expansion, the first Purushavatara, the Antaryami of Prakriti. So when Krishna thought, I will show him my form, what he is thinking is, I will show him my form as the first Purushavatara, the Antaryami of this whole universe, of this whole Prakriti. Later, by having the necessary qualification, I will show him my form of time. So the first form that he shows is the form of Mahavishnu. That is what Srila Prabhupada calls as the godless display of opulence. Of course, inside the Mahavishnu is situated each universe, which is, you can say, a kind of universal form. Right? But that form which is being spoken about now is actually the universal. It's actually the form of Mahavishnu. Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. In one sense, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu can also be called as the universal form, because that is the form in which all the universes are held. It is the grand universal form. It is the grand universal form. Inside each bodily pore of this form resides one universe. In that sense, if you see, this is the grand mega universal form. Okay. It's not wrong to call this as the universal form in one sense, because this is the form which is holding all the universes, not just one universe. So very clearly he is telling, Krishna is telling, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta. It is my own expansion, the first Purushavatar Mahavishnu. That is the form that I am going to show. Later I will show him the Kala Rupa. That's what he says. So considering in this way in his mind, the Lord faced Arjuna, telling him to pay attention. Okay. So just pay attention, O Arjuna. See these hundreds and thousands of forms. In my one form, my Swarupa. See hundreds of my Swarupas, which are my Vibhutis. Like that, he says, in my one form as Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, as Mahavishnu, you see hundreds of my Swarupas, which are my Vibhutis. See the Adityas, the Vasus, the Rudras, the Ashwinis, the Maruts. See many astonishing forms not seen before. Now, in this place, see in one part of my body this whole universe. You see, this is another proof that actually what he is showing is the form of Mahavishnu. Because in the universal form, you cannot say, see in one part of my body, see the whole universe. Because the universal form itself is the whole universe. So, which is that form in which the whole universe is one small part of his body? That is Mahavishnu. So he says, now in this place, see in one part of my body this whole universe with its moving and non-moving entities, and see whatever else you desire to see. So therefore, very clearly, so what he is showing is, he is showing the form of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, and in that form of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, he is telling, look at here. In this one part, you can see the whole universe. Okay. So, which means within the mega universal form of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu's form, he is showing one universal form inside one bodily pore. That is what he is showing. Natumam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu pashyame yogamaishwaram. But you will not be able to see with your material eye alone. I give you the eyes of the devatas. Behold my majestic form. This is a very interesting verse which needs to be explained. Okay. So, here Srila Vishwanatha Thakur writes, on this occasion, this universe, which is impossible for you to see completely. Okay. You can see some part of the universe. Right now, I am standing inside my room. I can look at the room completely. I cannot even see what is outside this room. So he says, in this universe, which is impossible for you to see completely, even if you wander within it for millions of years, look how it is situated in just one part of my body. So my body refers to the body of Karunodaka Sai Vishnu. See that universe and whatever else you desire to see, such as your victory or defeat in my body, which is the shelter of the universe, being its cause. Okay. Arjuna should not think that this is some form caused by magical trick or material illusion. So Arjuna should not think that this is some magical trick I am seeing. For the purpose of giving him faith that the form which contains this whole universe is Sachidananda, he speaks this verse. So now, the universal form is not Sachidananda. The universal form is made of matter. The universal form is made of matter. So, but what is that form which contains this universe which is Sachidananda? That is the form of Karunodaka Sai Vishnu. So therefore, in order to give him the faith that this form is Sachidananda form, it is not a material form, he says that I am going to give you divine eyes. By your material eyes, you cannot see me. So this conversation is okay for Arjuna, because now Arjuna is playing the role of an ordinary person who is asking questions to Krishna. So if you consider this particular Leela, Krishna has materialized. But in reality, Krishna is an eternal associate of Arjuna is eternal associate of Krishna. He does not have any material eyes. He has spiritual eyes. So, he says that by your material eyes, you cannot see me. You cannot see my purely spiritual form. Okay. Therefore, I give you divine eyes. See with those divine eyes. Because under the influence of Yoga Maya, Arjuna is thinking that I am just a complete ordinary material person. Therefore, and to this material person, Krishna is telling that with your material eyes, you cannot see this transcendental form of mind. I will give you divine eyes. So that this Arjuna under Yoga Maya, thinking himself to be a material person with material eyes, can understand that this form of Karunodaka Sai Vishnu holding the universe is actually a transcendental form. That's why Krishna is giving me some divine eyes. Like that he can think. So, by letting him see with those eyes, the Lord's intention was to give a little astonishment to Arjuna, who was thinking himself to be a material person. But actually, because he is a principal associate of the Lord and therefore previously appeared as Nara along with Narayana Avatar, Arjuna does not have material eyes like ordinary material persons. Arjuna does not have material eyes. So what is the logic in giving spiritual eyes to Arjuna in order to see a mere expansion of the Lord when that same Arjuna with his very eyes directly realizes the sweetness of his Lord? Mahavishnu is just a mere expansion of Krishna. When Krishna with his very same eyes is able to not just see Krishna, who is Swayam Bhagavan, but he is able to relish the sweetness of Krishna by experiencing wonderful exchanges with Krishna. So if he could do it with the Swayam Bhagavan, Then does he need some other transcendental eyes to see a mere expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna? How does it make sense? So, but on the other hand, it can be said that the superior eye, which sees only the great sweetness of Krishna's human pastimes, as in the case of the Ananya Bhakta, does not at all accept the glories of the Lord's pastimes performed with the Devatas, Devalila. Why Karnotaka Sai Vishnu is said to be an expansion who is involved in Devalila? Because the Devatas are engaged in universal management. And that expansion which is involved in universal management is Karnotaka Sai Vishnu. Therefore, he is the form which is involved in Devalila, the Leela of universal management. So therefore, Krishna, Arjuna, whose eyes are used to relishing the superior beauty of Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, will not be able to appreciate the glories of Karnotaka Sai Vishnu with its godless display of opulence. Right. So one who has tasted the juice of the white lotus cannot relish sugar candy with his tongue. Thus, the Lord, wanting to show the majestic nature of his pastimes with the Devatas, which is the form of Karnotaka Sai Vishnu, in order to cause astonishment in Arjuna, gave to Arjuna eyes which are suitable to see that Karnotaka Sai Vishnu form, which means eyes which could see the form of opulence, awe and reverence, majestic form. The intention of giving such eyes will be explained at the end of the chapter. Like that. So please take a look at, from an external point of view, it looks like, oh, with your material eyes, you cannot see this form, see this transcendental form, oh Arjuna. So therefore, take the spiritual eyes with which you can see. But in reality, Arjuna had the most perfected form of spiritual eyes, which could experience the sweetness of Krishna's sweet pastimes. But it was a degradation. Instead, he got and eyes with which he could see the form which commands the awe and reverence, the form, the exhibition exhibiting so much opulences, Aishwarya, Sanjaya, depicting the form that Arjuna saw. He says, Eva muktva tato rajan mahayogeshwaro harihi darshayamasa parthaya paramam rupam aishwaram. O king, having thus spoken, Krishna showed to Arjuna his supreme majestic form. It had many mouths and eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, uplifting many wonderful weapons. The form wore astonishing garlands and dress, astonishing perfumes and ointments. It was shining greatly, amazing, infinite, with faces in every direction. If the splendor of a thousand suns arose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors of the effulgence of that great form. On the battlefield, in the body of the Lord, Arjuna then saw parts of the whole universe in one place in various ways. So then, overcome with wonder, hair standing on end, Arjuna, bowing his head before the Lord and folding his hands in prayer, he spoke. So then Arjuna starts offering prayers. So we are now going to hear Arjuna's prayers. But before that starts, we will pause for some quick discussion points, comments, or questions. Anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. There is a quick question in the chat box. Vishwaroop इज कारणोदकसाई विष्णु और गर्भोदकसाई विष्णु फॉर्म. विश्वरूप इज डिफरेंट. द फॉर्म दैट कृष्णा इज शोइंग टू अर्जुना नाउ इज द फॉर्म ऑफ कारणोदकसाई विष्णु, विच इज अ ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म. ओके, एंड इनसाइड द पोर ऑफ द बॉडी ऑफ वन कारणोदकसाई विष्णु इज वन वन यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म. सो इज अर्जुना सीइंग द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म? यस. इनसाइड द बॉडीली पोर ऑफ महाविष्णु और इन वन स्मॉल पार्ट ऑफ द बॉडी ऑफ महाविष्णु ही सीइंग वन 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 यूनिवर्स एंड वन फुल यूनिवर्स एंड ही गेट्स दैट डिवाइन आईज टू और सी दैट फॉर्म. सो गर्भोदकसाई विष्णु इज सेट टू बी द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इज सेट टू बी एन एक्सपेंशन ऑफ गर्भोदकसाई विष्णु बिकॉज वन यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म हैज वन कंट्रोलर विच इज गर्भोदकसाई विष्णु. सो इन दैट सेंस. बट एक्चुअली वॉट नाउ कृष्णा इज शोइंग इज इज वॉट इज ही शोइंग? इज ही शोइंग द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म आर द फॉर्म ऑफ महाविष्णु? इन रियालिटी ही इज शोइंग बोथ. इट इज जस्ट लाइक टेलिंग यू आर शोइंग अ पर्सन एंड ऑन दैट पर्सन लेफ्ट शोल्डर इफ देर इज एन एंट सिटिंग एंड यू आर शोइंग लुक एट दिस एंट, लुक एट दिस एंट. ओके, सो यू आर सींग द एंट बट इन सींग द एंट यू आर सींग द पर्सन ऑन विच दैट एंट इज सिटिंग ऑल्सो. सो Krishna, while showing the form of Mahavishnu, within that form of Mahavishnu is showing one individual universe also, which you can say is the universal form. So is Arjuna seeing the universal form or the Mahavishnu? Actually, he is seeing a universal form within the form of Mahavishnu. That is the understanding. So, there is another question. The universal form shown here within Karnatakasai Vishnu, is it an imagined form? Yeah, because there is no real personality who possesses, the Patala as the soles of his feet, Atala Vitala Sutala as various limbs of his body and so on. There is no such form. But he can see the universe. But to think that a person possesses all those bodily parts as all those planetary systems as one's bodily parts, there is no such form like that. That is an imagination only. Arjuna and many others were able to see Krishna. So that is spiritual form. So how to understand if all of them have divine eyes, if my question is relevant. Arjuna and many others were able to see Krishna. So that is spiritual form. So how to understand if all of them had divine eyes? Okay. So now, it is not that if someone can see a transcendental form only if they have spiritual eyes. It's not necessary like that. Who can see Krishna? If Krishna wants them to see him, they can see Krishna. Okay, if Krishna wants them to see him, they can see Krishna. Yamevaisha vrunute tena labhyas tasyesha atma vivrunute tamam swam. If Krishna wants Duryodhana to see him, he can see him. But only if Duryodhana has prema, then he will experience the joy of seeing Krishna. That is why Arjuna experiences the joy of seeing Krishna, but Duryodhana does not. But to see, if for whatever reason, if Krishna wants Duryodhana to see him, he can see him. Ultimately, if Krishna wants someone to show himself to someone, he can show. But only if that person who sees Krishna has prema, only then he can experience the joy of seeing. That is the point. Otherwise, during the appearance of the various incarnations, there are many people who saw that form. Not everyone had prema, but Krishna had allowed them to see. So seeing is not an issue. Even Daksha saw the form of the Lord, even though he was not a devotee. He was not a pure devotee. He was not even a Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta. He was not even a predominant devotee. But he saw that form. Okay. Yeah. Prabhupada gives the example of a car mechanic seeing an engine versus someone who has no knowledge of mechanical engineering. When he is seeing the engine, there is a difference. When the mechanic is seeing the engine, he is seeing something. Okay. Something very much more deeper than what we are seeing superficially. Okay. Otherwise, our seeing is no seeing. His seeing is something tangible. Okay. Yes, Champaklata Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat
I think
Pranam.
You have already answered my question when you answered the, you know, text messages. But what I just wanted to also clear finally is, like in Karanodakashayi Vishnu's body, that is in Mahavishnu's body, you said, he asked Arjuna to see in one small portion of his body the entire universe. So my question was, when there are so many universes within the Lord's body, does it mean that there are many universal forms also, Prabhuji, simultaneously?
Yeah.
Okay.
As many universes, as many universal forms.
Okay,
Actually,
so
there is
that
nothing called as universal form. Universal form means universe.
Imaginary, yeah.
Universal form means universe.
Oh, universal form is just the universe. Okay. So something like superset and subset, like that we have to imagine, like, you know, Lord's body is like the superset and there are many subsets. Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Shri Vidya Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. So Prabhuji, just wanted to, you know, link this with the pastime where Krishna and Arjuna crosses the seven layers and they go and they take the darshan of, I mean, Arjuna has already taken darshan of Mahavishnu, right? When Mahavishnu planned to touch them, after that Brahmanas, you know, toddlers were killed and they were suffering. That once, that form, what he saw was also Mahavishnu's form. Right?
Was it Mahavishnu or was it Narayana's form?
I mean, I was thinking to be this one. That's what he was eager to see, that Krishna's form, so he would actually.
I think
one.
That
I
is
was
the
thinking
Lord of
to be.
Lord of Vaikuntha. I guess that is the Lord of Vaikuntha. Lord Narayana's form.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And okay, Prabhuji. So that answer. And suppose, see, Prabhuji, now like. See, this creation has already happened, you know, Mahavishnu has already exhaled all the universes, exhaled and all the universes have come out. So like when, so how do we understand that when then, you know, Mahavishnu is still showing that the universes within his body? So is it still there, some universes still lying within his body, or even though they are manifested, it is there in his body? How do we understand that?
Okay, so now, I'm going to ask you back a question. So now, have you ever heard when Krishna called all the Brahmas, some Brahmas had four heads, some Brahmas had 100 heads, some Brahmas had 1,000 heads, 10,000 heads. You have heard this story, right?
Yes, yes.
And what does the number of
heads
signify?
It signifies, the bigger the universe, I mean, number of bits are more than number of bits, right?
So, yeah, correct. So, bigger the universe means what?
Maybe in like size-wise and functional-wise.
Size-wise.
And functional-wise also, like the universe is more like, there would be maybe divisions, maybe might be more number of living entities would be like, you know, accommodated in the
Okay.
in that particular universe.
Okay.
And
And
maybe the functional also may differ.
okay. So
Maybe
yeah, that's
the
fine.
types of.
So is it and also the lifespan of Brahmaji.
Yeah, that is also, yeah.
Correct, ma'am. So if the
Right.
lifespan of
Yeah,
Brahmaji
yes.
is longer, then the lifespan of the universe is also longer. Correct?
Yes, yeah.
So if the universe lifespan
Yeah,
is
which
longer,
means you.
then when one universe is
Then all
sleeping,
the universes.
then all the universes.
So, I mean, which means all the universes may not be getting into the body of the Lord at the same time. That's what you need to say, right? When they are
Yeah,
inhaled or exhaled. Is that what you mean?
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
Actually, in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, there is a description that during some times there is Samakala Samhara. Samakala Srishti and Samakala Samhara, during which all the universes have same size and same lifespan, something like that. And at other times, when there is universes with different sizes and different lifespans, then there is no Samakala Srishti and Samakala Samhara. At some time, when some universe is getting created, another universe is getting destroyed, another universe is getting maintained, so it could be different.
Great. That is I mean, nice understanding. Thank you very much. And one more thing, Prabhuji, so wanted to ask you now. So you've already mentioned this so many times that the devotees who enjoy the sweetness of Krishna, so they've already acquired the knowledge of his greatness. So you also give the example of a building when there is a high-rise building. So much of foundation has actually gone into it. So which is compared to the greatness of the Lord. So right now here again Arjuna asking this question. So like in the just as the other part of this one, Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is putting him in such a situation and giving the knowledge to the general public through him. So in the same way here also, like even though like Arjuna has that already has that supervision, but he is just degrading his vision to, I mean, to see this divine form of the Lord, right, Prabhuji?
In
So which
order to
means
give
it
faith,
serves.
in order to give faith to the other common people.
So which means like it serves both the personal purpose in the sense like so the like it is to be understood that people with material eyes need that divine vision to see this form of the Lord. And people already with the super, I mean, with the high grade spiritual vision will need a lower form of vision to see this form which is enjoyed by the devatas. That's what we understand,
Correct, correct,
right?
correct, 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 correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it again shows that Arjuna is not an ordinary living entity or not even an ordinary bhakta. He's a perfect devotee. And also shows that with the material eyes, we cannot understand this form of Krishna. That this form of, even if it is a universal form, we cannot
No,
understand.
it's not universal form. It is Mahavishnu.
I mean, the Mahavishnu form, yeah, even the Mahavishnu. That
Yeah.
is the understanding.
That is
Yeah,
why the word
so it's
transcendental
clear.
deity.
And also, yes, sorry for that. So it also like give us that
Universal form.
understanding. So
So we can see the universe with our material eyes. But
Yeah.
seeing the universal form means what? Seeing the whole universe at one place.
Yes, yeah.
So seeing the whole universe at one place without. In its full size, not miniature size, not like you see a map of Australia and you think that you are seeing Australia, not like that. Seeing the whole universe at one place, in its full size, which he says is not possible for one to see, even for traveling millions and millions of years, it is not possible for one to see.
Possible.
But standing at one place, so to see that you need divine eyes. To see the universe, you don't need divine eyes. But to see the whole universe at one place, you need divine eyes. And to see the form which is holding that universe, which is Karma Daksha Vishnu's form, that is a transcendental form. For that, you need transcendental eyes.
So this also gives us the understanding, Prabhuji, studying Bhagavad Gita for so many years, trying to understand it. So all these days, our understanding, at least my understanding of especially this chapter, was different. And then after hearing your this class recording a few days back, now the understanding is different. So which means, so Krishna also gives the devotees the understanding at various levels, maybe depending on their sincerity and right at appropriate time. That's what we understand here also. Though we are reading the same, so shloka, the same book, everything, keep hearing it so many times, but the understanding was different those days. Now the understanding is, different for us. Right?
Yeah,
So, Prabhuji, so that also needs some.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, even my understanding, every time every iteration I read Bhagavad Gita, my understanding gets fine-tuned. My understanding does not remain remain the same. It has changed. Even though I am reading the same commentary, but the next time I read, there are some new understandings that I get. Some additional details, some additional depth of understanding that increases. So that's why I don't feel bold to read the same book again and again.
Right.
So like that.
Thank you very much. But here it is, the understanding is, there is a vast degree of difference between the understanding that it's not something this one, because the understanding was totally different earlier, and now what we get to hear now is, there's a vast difference between both understanding.
Yeah, it's a slight difference, you can say. It's just he's seeing the universal form within the form of Mahavishnu. That within the form of Mahavishnu is not there.
This
that
what is
understanding
the,
was not there.
That is what, yeah, that makes the difference, right?
And that's why people think, oh, he saw a transcendental form, so therefore they think that no, the universal form that Krishna showed to Arjuna was transcendental. Well, universal form was not transcendental, but the form which was holding that universe, the form of Mahavishnu, that is transcendental. But the universe is material only, it is not transcendental. That is the understanding.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the making the sessions very interesting and wonderful. A lot of deep insights here. Thank you very much.
Kesha Priyamana.
Harishna Prabhuji, Nandar Pranams. Prabhuji, now we are discussing that Krishna is showing the transcendental form of Mahavishnu. In ISKCON, we will have a pic of Karna Devasai Vishnu, Prabhuji, that will be like you will be in slumber. That is only Karna Devasai Vishnu. That's what I have understood of Karna Devasai Vishnu, Prabhuji. Like you will be in Karna ocean, he will be just lying down in slumber, and many oceans, many universes will be floating. So if it is the transcendental form, then it should be like that. Like it should be a Vishnu form, no, Prabhuji? Is it? Does Arjuna here visualize form like that?
We have not yet. It says it possesses thousands of heads, thousands of hands, like that. But is that completely allegorical, or is it like thousands of hands, thousands of head? Is that is does it refer to what exactly it refers to? We will see now. Let
okay,
us see,
Prabhuji,
let
because,
us read and watch.
So that pic we are seeing is just or it's a imagination. Like, is it, Prabhuji, for us to understand?
No, not really. That is
Even
how
in
people.
Bhagavatam, we have that, no, Prabhuji, like that
Yeah.
pick will be everywhere, we'll be having that pick. So I thought, is that imagining? But Acharya would have given that, no, Prabhuji. I mean, Prabhupada only would have, Mr.
No. So that is not an that is the right understanding only. That's how the form of Karna Vatsaya Vishnu looks like.
Then in that case, Arjuna should see similar form only, no, Prabhuji, if he is seeing Karna Deshai Vishnu. Okay, we should wait to see that whether he's seeing a similar form. You'll be lying down on Sheshnag, no, Prabhuji. In slumber, you'll be just lying down.
I think Garbhodak Sai Vishnu lies on Ananta Shesh.
Sheshnag.
Is Karnodak
Okay.
Sai Vishnu also lying on Ananta Shesh? I'm not very sure. You can check maybe.
Okay. And various deities here in Tamil Nadu, in Trivananthapuram, Padmanabha Swami,
That is
and all
Garbhodak
those,
Sai Vishnu.
everything, all are Garbhodosha, is it, Prabhuji? Srirangam?
Yeah, Srirangam is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. Gananta Padmanabha Swami is Garbhodak Sai Vishnu.
Is there any
Adikeshwara.
Karnadeshai deities here, Prabhuji, in India or
I
here?
don't know. I don't know if the Sri Vaishnavas kind of understand the three different forms of Vishnus, even though, you know, we understand that there are three Vishnu forms. I don't know if they also have an understanding of three Vishnu forms. I don't know.
But they'll be showing, no, Prabhuji, while Arati, they'll be showing that Brahma is coming out from the navel. All those things they will be showing, no,
That is
Prabhuji.
Garbhodak Sai Vishnu form, according to
Yes.
our understanding. Whether they call it as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, that we do not know. Probably they
Oh.
don't. What they
So
call it
you
is.
don't have idea whether we have a Karnadeshai Vishnu depicted here, I mean deity here
They
in.
may have, but I don't know whether they understand it as the same form, different form. I don't know those details.
Tiruvatar, Adikeshan, all are Garbhodesha, is it, Prabhuji? Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yes, Ramacharya.
Dandavat Hare Krishna.
Dandavat.
Prabhuji, you mentioned about it, I think, multiple times in the class and also when you were answering the questions of Mataji about divine, I know, eye. And you said that it's not that Arjuna does not have divine eyes. But then also you made some good explanation that what is the real meaning of having a divine eye? Is that he was able to see everything together? That's the purpose of divine eyes or something else you mentioned that I didn't catch?
That also, and the form of Karnodak Sai Vishnu is transcendental, right? It is not material. Karnodak Sai Vishnu, Mahavishnu's body is not material, right? It is transcendental.
So to see that he need divine eyes.
No, he did
Okay,
not
Prabhu.
need. For him, divine eyes means you know, on one side of understanding is because he is playing the role of a ordinary ignorant person trying to learn, so he has material human like eyes. So in order to see that transcendental form of Mahavishnu, he needs spiritual eyes. This is from one very external point of view, but from the internal point of view, Arjuna had absolutely spiritual eyes because he was an eternal associate of Krishna. But his spiritual eyes was used to seeing and relishing the sweet form of Krishna. So therefore, his form, his eyes would not be able to see and relish the form of Mahavishnu, which is the form of which is a form which commands great awe and reverence. So therefore, Krishna gave him a kind of step down or a kind of inferior spiritual eyes to see the form of Mahavishnu like that.
Yes, Prabhu, this is the one that I missed, the last part that you answered. Yeah, that's the part I was looking for. Yes, Prabhu, I made a note. Can I ask one more question, Prabhu? It might be a little bit expansion of what others have been talking. So, Prabhu, Chyodakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. So Karnadakshaya Vishnu, the entire material creation is for his inhale and exhale period. So that is a fixed time. His inhale and exhale is fixed time. And in that time, all the material universes are coming into the existence. So how come, my understanding was that this 100 years of the life that Brahma has for our universe, that 100 years might have different division, but the total time is the time between inhale and exhale. So how come some part of the material world at some pure inhalation, when complete inhalation of the material world is happening, some part of the material world still exists? That part I heard in Bhagavatam also, and I'm hearing today also, but I'm still not sure that how come in that inhale and exhale period, there is some part of the material world that is still existing. I thought that everything is within that 100 years. The time frame could be different. The day and night could be different. The total time span could be different. But in a very quantitative way, the total time is that 100 years or the inhale and exhale period of the Karnadakshaya Vishnu. So I'm still not sure on that concept, Prabhuji.
In Laghu Bhagavatamrita, there are two types of explanations. You know, there are Srila Rupa Goswami quotes while discussing the Purushavataras. He quotes these two proofs. One of the proofs where he says there are different universes possessing different time spans. Okay. The bigger universes have bigger Brahmas, longer lifespans. The smaller universes have smaller Brahmas and smaller and shorter lifespans, like that. So if there are going to be multiple universes with different lifespans, then there cannot be Samakala Srishti and Samakala Samhara, you know, the same time creation, same time destruction. Because then that would mean they have the same lifespan and same size. So therefore, at some point when some universes are getting created, some universes are already have been created, they are existing, and some other universes are getting wound up and going into the bodily pores of Mahavishnu again. So this is explained at some place, but at some other place in the scriptures it is mentioned. At the same time, all the universes come out, and at the same time, all the universes go in. So, Srila Rupa Goswami says, oh, at some times this happens like this, when all the universes coming out are the same size, and they have same duration of lifespan. So, there is Samakala Samhara and Samakala Srishti. Same time creation, same time annihilation. But at other times, you know, when those scriptures which say that, you know, they have different time spans, different sizes and different lifespans, and under such circumstances, there is no Samakala Srishti, no Samakala Samhara. So, Rupa Goswami, interestingly, rather than rejecting one statement and accepting one statement, he kind of reconciles this by telling, sometimes there is same sized universes created and annihilated. So at some times during some inhalations and exhalations, you know, the same sized universes come out at the same time and go in at the same time, which means they have the same lifespans. And at other times he says that the universes created are of different sizes. So therefore their lifespan is also different. So therefore, when some universe is coming out, some universe is already outside, and some universe is going in, like that he reconciles the two. He tells both are right. Sometimes this is true, sometimes that is true, like that.
Oh. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. There is something in chat box. The devatas who have divine eyes and not transcendental eyes cannot see the divine form of the Lord. Yes, they cannot see, because the form of Karnadakshaya Vishnu is not just divine, but it is transcendental. It is not material form. So those devatas who have that kind of vision, they can see that form. Or if the Lord, despite their possessing material eyes, if he wants them to see that form for some particular purpose, he may allow them to see also. So ultimately, it is not about possessing spiritual eyes or material eyes. The main issue is if Krishna wants them to see that form for some purpose, Krishna can allow them to see that form. That is the point. Okay. The Lord showing universal form to Mother Yashoda. So in one sense, everything is in the body of Krishna and also outside, like the three forms of Krishna. Okay, the Lord, I am not able to understand the question. Lord showing universal form to Mother Yashoda. Okay, so in one sense, everything is in the body of Krishna and also outside, like the three forms of Krishna. Yeah, in one sense, something like that. He showed that vision. Oh, this is another understanding that you are telling, you know. When everything was outside, at the same time, Krishna also showed that universal form within his own mouth. When the universe was inside and at the same time outside. Oh, now I understand the relevance of your question. Because one of the questions was, right now, the very fact that Arjuna is standing and having this conversation with Krishna, it means it is the time of exhalation. If it is the time of exhalation, then there must be no universes within the bodily pore of Mahavishnu. So if there is no universe within the bodily pore of Mahavishnu, then how is it that that is being shown, look in one small pore of my body, you know, the whole universe is seen. How is it possible? Okay. This explanation that is Shyamakund Prabhu is giving is, why not? Why is it not possible for Krishna to show something like that? When Krishna showed the universe within his own mouth to Mother Yashoda, the universe was existing outside also. So in the same way, Krishna could see, Krishna could show within his form as Mahavishnu, he could show the universe situated within, and at the same time the universe may be situated outside also. Fair point. Very nice point. This is also possible. Why not? This is a very nice point. Yeah, why not? If Krishna wants to show, he can show. Very good. Yes, I agree. I like this point. Yes, very nice point. So, yeah, this is possible. Why not? This is a very nice logic. Yeah. If Krishna wants to show, he can show. Why should it not be possible for him? Yes, very good. Okay. If there are no further... Yeah, a macroscopic vision at a microscopic point. Yeah. This is impossible to imagine also. How is it even possible? Okay. How is it even possible? It's very hard to imagine. Okay, the question is, but is it possible for Mahavishnu? Well, why is it not possible for Mahavishnu? It's possible, why not? Mahavishnu is not an ordinary personality. Why should it not be possible for Mahavishnu? Yes, of course. Yes. Okay. Now, Arjuna is going to offer some prayers. So, Arjuna is going to speak. Let's see what Arjuna says here. So, Arjuna says, Pashyami devam stava deva dehe सर्वांस्तता भूत विशेष संघान ब्रह्मानमीशं कमलासनस्तं विशिंश सर्वान उरगांश्च दिव्यान तव देव देहे इन योर बॉडी पश्यामि देवांस आई सी ऑल द देवतास सर्वांस्तता भूत विशेष संघान एज वेल एज द मास ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स आई सी लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हु इज सिचुएटेड विद इन And Vishnu, who is situated within Brahma sitting on his lotus. I see Lord Brahma, Vishnu, who is situated within Brahma sitting on his lotus, all the rishis and the shining snakes, you know. I see a multitude of viviparous animals, and Brahma situated on Mount Meru at the center of the lotus of the earth planet. So the Meru is like the pericap of that, you know, Bhumandala, which is compared to a kind of a lotus. The pericap of that lotus is Mount Meru, and Lord Brahmaji has a particular, he has a place there on top of Mount Meru. Viviparous, okay, there are some doctors here. Viviparous means multi-legged. What is the meaning of viviparous? You know, there is Sachipran Prabhu, there is Keshopriya Mataji, there is, who else is there? There is Brajaradha Mataji. What is viviparous? Is it multi-legged? What does it mean? Anyone knows? You can look at the dictionary also. Archana Mataji is also there. So many doctors. But I am not receiving a single answer for this question. What is this? What is viviparous? At least check the dictionary and tell me. Viviparous. Okay. Oh, viviparous means mammals. Bringing forth living young rather than eggs, as most mammals and some reptiles and fishes. Okay, that is viviparous. Giving birth to young ones. Okay, just like, oh, then human beings are also viviparous, right? Like that? Mammals. Human beings are also viviparous, right? Bringing forth live young, which have developed inside the body of the parent. Yes, correct. Okay. Yes, thank you. So that is viviparous. Okay, I thought it is multi-legged. Okay, anyways. Okay, understood. Okay. Okay. So then he says, Aneka Bahudara Vakra Netram Pashyamitvam Sarvatonantarupam Nantam Namadyam Napunastavadim Pashyami Vishveshvara Vishvarupa. I see you everywhere, Pashyamitvam Sarvato Anantarupam, with infinite form. Aneka Bahu Udara Vakra Netram, with many arms, stomachs, mouths, and eyes. O Vishveshwara, O Lord of the universe, origin of all this. Vishwarupa, O form of the universe. Na pashyami tava adim antam madhyam. I do not see a beginning, a middle or end of this form of yours. Vishveshwara means the original person, the origin of this form. So what is this form that he is seeing? What is this form? So, is he seeing the single universe within the form of Mahavishnu, or is he seeing the form of Mahavishnu? The description given here. This is the description of what? This is the big question. Okay. This is a description of what? I see you everywhere with infinite form, many arms, many stomachs, mouths and eyes. O Lord of the universe, origin of all this, O form of the universe, Vishwarupa. So, is this the form of Mahavishnu or is this the form of individual universe? What is he addressing? Right? So, this is something. I see a multitude of viviparous animals and Brahma situated on Mount Meru at the center of the lotus of the earth planet. So, this is, in one sense, Yeah, this is the universe that he's looking at. You know, this is the universe that he's talking about. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha tejo rashim sarvato deeptimantam pashyami tvam durniriksham samantad deeptana larkad yutima prameyam. I see you with crown, club, chakra, a mass of light shining everywhere, difficult to behold, with immeasurable radiance on all sides, like the blazing of fire and sun. Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam, tvamasya vishvasya param nidanam, tvamavyaya shashvata dharma gopta, sanatanastvam purusho matome. You are known as the Supreme Brahman. Tvam aksharam paramam veditavyam. You are the shelter of everything. Tvamasya vishvasya param nidanam. Tvam avyayaha shashvata dharma gopta. You are indestructible and the protector of eternal dharma. Sanatanastvam purusho matome. And I know that you are the ancient person. So this verse indicates whom? This verse indicates whom? Whom? Please answer. I'm asking you. Is this Krishna? Is this Mahavishnu? Is this the universal form? He's addressing whom? This is the question. Whom is he addressing? It cannot be the universal form, because he is addressing this form as, oh, you are Supreme Brahman. Universal form is not Supreme Brahman. You are the shelter of everything. Yeah, in one sense, the universal form may be called as the shelter of everything within this material universe. You are indestructible. You are the protector of eternal dharma. The universal form is not the protector of eternal dharma. I know you are the ancient person. Sanatanastvam purusho matome. Now, of course, you know, in some context, maybe the universal form can also be addressed as ancient. But I don't think that is the sense in which it is used here. Certainly, the universal form cannot be called a Supreme Brahman. It cannot be called as a protector of eternal dharma. Certainly, at least in this verse, he is not addressing the universal form. Right? He is addressing the form holding the universal form. That is the form of Mahavishnu. But you can say he is addressing Krishna also, because that form is, as Krishna said, Eka amshena stito jagat, that is just an amsha. So if Krishna is the amshi and Mahavishnu is an amsha, then pointing at the amsha, he can address the amshi also. So tvam can refer to Krishna also. There is nothing wrong. Tvam can refer to Krishna also. Tvam aksharam paramam veditavyam. You are known as the Supreme Brahman. Nothing wrong. Right? So, he says, you are known by the strivers of liberation as Brahman. You are the place of destruction of all things. Okay, now, who is this person? Nidhanam, you are the place of destruction of all things. So what is that place of, who is that place of destruction of all things? Who is that place of destruction of all things? Is it Kala? Kala is not a place. It is Mahavishnu. It is Mahavishnu. because after everything gets destroyed, it goes and rests in him. So he is Nidanam. Okay, Arjuna continues. Anadimadyantamanantavīryam anantabahum shashishūryanetram pashyamitvam dīptahutāshavaktram svatejasāvishvamidam tapantam pashyamitvam anadimadyantam. I see that you are without beginning, middle or end. Anantavīryam, possessing infinite strength. Anantabahum, 1,000 arms. Shashishūryanetram, with the sun and moon for your eyes. Deepta hutasha vaktram, with a mouth of blazing fire. So tejasa vishvamidam tapantam, burning this universe with your heat. If you ask me, I think this is the description of the form of Mahavishnu only. Because how I am telling this, because if you see, if you go behind in one of the very early purports, Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur very clearly clarifies this. Okay, he says, first I will show him that form described in the Purusha Sukta as Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, that form with 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes, and 1,000 feet. And what is that form? That is my own expansion, the first Purusha, Mahavishnu, the Antaryami of Prakriti. Later, I will show him the Kala Rupa. So, this whole description is actually the description of Mahavishnu. So, Virat Rupa and Vishwa Rupa, these are different in my understanding now. This is my latest understanding. Okay. So, Vishwarupa is that form which holds all the universes. Whereas, Virat Rupa is a form which depicts one universe. That Virat Rupa is an imagination. Virat Rupa is an imagination. To imagine that there is one form which possesses various planets as his bodily parts, that is an imagination. But this Vishwarupa, the form of Mahavishnu, which holds innumerable number of universes within its form, which is described as Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, this form is a transcendental form. And this, as Vishwarupa, is not Virat Rupa. This Vishwarupa is actually the form of Mahavishnu. And this form is transcendental. This form is real. So, here, when Arjuna is telling that I see this form, which is, this description, it had many mouths and eyes, many astonishing aspects, many wonderful ornaments, uplifting many wonderful weapons. This is the form of Mahavishnu. Okay. This is the form of Mahavishnu. The form wore astonishing garlands and dress and astonishing perfumes, ornaments. If the splendor of 1,000 suns rose simultaneously in the sky, that effulgence would be similar to one of the splendors in the effulgence of this great form. On the battlefield, in the body of the Lord, Arjuna then saw parts of the whole universe in one place in various ways. Then, overcome with wonder, hair standing on end, Arjuna spoke this prayers. So, he says, so looking at the form of Mahavishnu, he is telling, in your body, I see all the devatas as well as the mass of all beings, which is not wrong, because in the body of Mahavishnu is present the individual universes. So, he might see those devatas also. There is nothing wrong in that. Right? And I see you everywhere with infinite form, with many arms, stomachs, mouths and eyes. This is real form. This is how, this is actually the form of Mahavishnu. This is the form of Mahavishnu. Okay. And I see you with crown, club, chakra, a mass of light shining everywhere, difficult to behold, with immeasurable radiance on all sides. You are known as the Supreme Brahman. Now he is addressing that form, this Mahavishnu. Now he says, you are known as the Supreme Brahman. You are the shelter of everything. You are indestructible. You are the protector of eternal dharma. And I know that you are the ancient person. I see you are without beginning, middle or end, possessed of infinite strength, 1,000 arms, with the sun and moon as your eyes, with a mouth of blazing fire, burning this universe with your heat. All of that is the form of Mahavishnu. This is actually the form of Mahavishnu. You can say, this is Mahavishnu. Whether, so now, whether, where did I read this? Where did I read this? Just give me a second. Let me think about it. Where did I read this? Anyways, I'm not able to recollect, but so he says, sun. Okay, there is a question here. Sun and if the sun and moon are his eyes, then how is it applicable for Mahavishnu? So whether it actually refers to So sun and moon as his eyes need not necessarily mean that he is dependent on the material sun and material moon for his vision. It's just that, you know, just like various universes are in his bodily pores, does not necessarily mean they are the limbs of his body. They are situated within his limbs, but he is detached from them. Similarly, if the sun and moon are situated in the area of his eyes, does not mean for his vision he is dependent on them. Just as the various universes are situated in his bodily pores, does not mean that they are his bodily limbs and his functioning is dependent on that. Just like when a mosquito is sitting on my body, that does not mean my functioning is dependent. That does not mean it has become an integral part of my body and the functioning of my body is dependent on that mosquito. But the sun and moon belongs to a particular universe. But he does not have only one head. Yes, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Thousand here refers to Sahasra, refers to innumerable. Innumerable heads, innumerable eyes, innumerable noses, innumerable ears. See, this is all said and done, this is difficult to conceive of. At some point, our logic will fail because this is not a material form. At some point, our logic will fail. This is not a material form. Even though there are material things present in this form, it's not material. To some extent, you can think it's like a mosquito sitting on a person. The mosquito is not a part of human body, but it is sitting on the human body. Okay? Similarly, you know, the universes are some universal material things being situated in the form of Karanatra Sai Vishnu does not mean they have become actually integral to the body of Mahavishnu. They are not intrinsic to his body. His bodily function is not dependent on their presence or absence. But nevertheless, they are present within him. Like that. Now let's see if there is any explanation given here by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He says, with words like anadi, Arjuna seems to repeat himself. Do not find fault, however, with the repetition in the words of Arjuna, who was submerged in the ocean of rasa of great astonishment. Mahavismaya rasa. It is said, prasade, vismaye, harshe, dvi, trir uktam, na dushyati. It is said that repetition of statements two or three times due to joy, astonishment or kindness is not a fault. Why is Krishna, why is Arjuna repeating two or three times? Because he is really astonished. And when someone is really astonished or in great joy, or when someone is feeling extremely kind, repetition is allowed. It's not a fault. Dhyava prithivyo ridamantaram hi vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvaha drishtvadbutam rupam ugram tavedam lokatrayam pravyatitam mahatman. The space between heaven and earth and all directions are all filled with you alone. Seeing this astonishing and ferocious form of yours, the three worlds have become terrified, O great soul. Has become terrified. Now that Arjuna had the proper qualification, the Lord shows his form as time. This is described in 10 verses. Okay. So starting with the 20th verse, now he is showing his Kala Rupa. So now his form is time. Kala Rupa. The time form means how you know, the initial form that he showed was more static, where everything is there, here this is there, here that is there. You know, it's like a map. So now, what he is going to show is like a video of how practically, you know, things are moving with time, what is happening. You know, in the past, what happened, in the present, what is happening, in the future, what is happening, all of that. That Kala Rupa, a video form, that is what he is going to show now. Starting from this 20th verse onwards, the next 10 verses. But before we start that, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we move further, let us take right now. Anything anyone would like to share as add, you can please go ahead. Yes, Shri Vidya Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, like in the last class, you know, I don't know exactly where it was said. So Krishna says that I am giving you a form different from this material vision. I mean, a vision different from this material vision, but not a different mind, right? So that you don't become captivated by that form, right? It's, somewhere it is said. So that
yes.
I remember that you were discussing about
there. It is there. I think we read it in Baldev Devotion's explanation. Or maybe
now
maybe in when Arjuna will get really scared after seeing this Kala Rupa and he will explain, please take this form away. I think that's where Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Baldev Devotion will explain that he got a divine eyes, but he did not get a divine mind, so he could not relish that form like that. He will explain it.
Oh, okay. So that is not for this form, right? So where now he is describing
the same
form,
same
and form. That or okay. No, but that I mean that particular reference, that not change of mind, so that you become captivated by it, does not refer to this particular section where Krishna.
Both the forms. Okay. Let's see what he says. So now he is going to show a motion picture of the whole thing. Okay. He says, अमेहि त्वां सुरसंगा विशन्ति केचित् बीता प्राञ्जलयो गृणन्ति स्वस्तीत्युक्त्वा महर्षि सिद्धसंगाः तुवन्ति त्वां स्तुतिभिः पुष्कलाभिः. दिस होस्ट ऑफ देवतास टेक शेल्टर ऑफ यू. सम इन फियर प्रेज यू विथ फोल्डेड हैंड्स शाउटिंग स्वस्ति स्वस्ति. The host of the great sages and the siddhas praise you with excellent verses. Rudraditya vasavo ye cha sadhya Vishveshvinau marutaschoshmapascha Gandharva yaksha asura siddha sanga Vikshante tvam vismitaschaiva sarve. The Rudras, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishwas, the Ashwins, the Maruts, the Pitrus, the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras and Siddhas all look at you in astonishment. They all are looking at you in astonishment. And Ushmapa refers to those who drink hot vapor of food. That refers to the Pitrus. The Shruti says, Ushma Bhaga hi Pitaraha. The Pitrus eat the steam. The Taittiriya Brahmana of the Yajurveda says, Rupam Mahatte Bahu Vatra Netram Mahabaho Bahu Bahu Rupadam Bahudaram Bahudam Shrakkaralam Drishtva Loka Pravyatitas Tataham. O mighty armed one, seeing this form with many mouths and eyes, many arms, thighs and feet, many stomachs fearful with many teeth, the world is filled with terror. Nabaspriṣam dīpta maneka varnam vyāttānanam dīpta viśāla netram drishtvā hitvām pravyatitāntarātmā dhṛtim na vindāmi shamam ca viṣṇu. O Vishnu, seeing you touch the heavens shining in many colors with gaping mouth and wide blazing eyes, I have become distressed in mind and do not find any satisfaction or relief. Dhamstrakaralani chate mukani drishtvaiva kala nalasan nibhani dishona jane nalabe cha sharma prasida devesha jagannivasa. Seeing your mouths with sharp teeth like the fire of cosmic destruction, I cannot recognize the directions and I feel no comfort. Na labe cha sharma. O Devesha, O master of the Devas, O Jagannivasa, O abode of the universe, Prasida, Prasida, please be merciful to me. I am not able to tolerate this form. Ami chatvam dhritarashtrasya putraha sarve sahai. Okay. Sarve sahaiva vanipala sangai bhishmo drona suta putras. Okay. Tatasau. Sahasma diyairapi yoda mukhyaihi vaktrani tve twaramana vishanti damshtrakaralani bayanakani kechit vilagna dashanantareshu sandrishyante churnitairuttamangaihi. All the sons of Dhritarashtra along. So, along with the host of rulers of earth, Bhishma, Drona and Karna, together with our prominent warriors, enter swiftly into your fearful mouth with sharp teeth. Some with their heads ground up are sticking between your teeth. You know, so this is the Kala Rupa of, you know, he's showing him the future. Okay, he's showing him the future. Yata nadinam bahavombu vegah samudrameva bimukha dravanti tatatavami naralokavira vishanti vaktranyabijat abhivijvalanti. As many swift currents of rivers flow towards the sea, so these heroes of the world enter your flaming mouths. Two examples are given to describe their entering the mouths in two verses. In the first example, they enter unintentionally without understanding it. In the second example, they enter knowingly. So he says, just as many rivers automatically enter the ocean, the same way the heroes of this world are entering your flaming mouths and dying. And another analogy he gives. Yata pradeeptam jvalanam patanga vishanti nashaya samriddha vegaha tataiva nashaya vishanti lokas tavapi vaktrani samriddha vegaha. As the moths with increasing speed enter a blazing fire to meet their destruction, so men enter your mouths with increasing speed to meet their destruction. Lelehyase grasamanas samantat lokan samagran vadanair jvaladbihi tejobirapurya jagat samagram bhasastavogra pratapanti vishno. Grasamanaha, swallowing lokan samagran grasamanaha, swallowing all these men all around, jvaladbihi vadanair, with your fiery mouths. Lelehyase, you are licking your lips repeatedly. Okay. This is the Kala Rupa of Mahavishnu. He's showing the future here. And he's addressing him. Oh Vishnu, your fierce rays filling the whole universe with their heat are burning it up. Akyahime ko bhavanugra rupo namostu te deva vara prasida vigyatum icchami bhavantamantyam nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. Akyahime, please tell me, kaha bhavan ugra rupo, who are you with this terrifying form? Namostu te, I am offering respects to you, O deva vara, O best of the devatas. Prasida, please be merciful to me. Bhavantam vigyatum icchami, I desire to know you, Adyam, the first being. Nahi prajanami tava pravritim, I do not understand your purpose. Huh? So please be merciful to me. Who are you? You know, you are the original person, but who exactly are you? Huh? I do not understand your purpose. Okay. So in this way, Arjuna is addressing this Kala Rupa, this form of time. And Krishna is now going to answer this question. But before we go to Krishna's answer, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, we can take it right now. Okay. Keshav Priyamataji.
Prabhuji, what exactly this Kala Rupa means, Prabhuji? Is it just a prediction of what is going to happen in the future? Is it then that is, I mean, actually it is not happening, no, at present. The things what Arjuna sees here is not happening, no, Prabhuji, at present. But that is being not yet happened. But it is shown as a preview by the Lord here.
Yeah.
So premier. So what is it? Is just so within this transcendental Mahavishnu's form, one universe is showed, and that in within that one and that particular universal form, Kala Rupa, like what is going to happen in the future is being shown. Is it like that, Prabhuji?
I think the Kala Rupa is whatever. See, he's showing the future. But in future also, whatever is relevant for Arjuna, only that he has to show, right?
Yes.
If he shows Keshopriya Mataji's future, Arjuna will not know who it is.
Correct.
So he has to show the future of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Karna, and all of them. So he is showing the functioning of time, Kala Rupa. So this Kala Rupa is one aspect of the Supreme Lord. It's one of his energies. I think he is manifesting the role of time in destruction, you know, by showing the future in a very ghastly way, as if he is, you know, crushing them with his own teeth, you know, like that. So, is this exactly Yeah, this Kala Rupa, I guess, is it? Yeah, it's a kind of reality, but is that how exactly they are killed? Yeah, that probably is just an imagination. But he is just kind of expressing the, he's like kind of predicting the future, you know, what is going to happen in future, just see Arjuna.
So this ferocious form, everyone, I mean, is grinding those with his teeth, all those things are imaginationally now, Prabhuji.
Yeah, it looks like that only to me, even though there is, yeah, probably that is one aspect of the Mahavishnu form. I think for Arjuna, he is just showing it like that. Yeah, it's not very, very 100% clear to me also. Is it completely imaginary? Or is it allegorical or is it real? Yeah, that's where I'm feeling little bit of a doubt here. Let us see if
so
it gets
much of
clarity.
Details, Prabhuji. Actually, this Vishwarupa, this what we are discussing, that is why Acharya suggests left it to our own understanding. I don't know, because Mahavishnu's form, and he is expressed unlimited. It is like. But we are seeing Mahavishnu's form with certain form also, but here, and within his form, there is only one universe depicted here. And while showing that, again, Krishna is telling, I will show you the Kala Rupa, and he is showing something different here. So many details, I feel like that.
Yeah, but at least the first part till now it's clear. Just that what
yes.
this Kala Rupa is not very clear. But I think till now what he is showing is the form of Mahavishnu.
But Kala Rupa, as you said, Prabhuji, what is relevant to Arjuna is only showed. That
it's
means
only
that particular
spoken.
Showed, no,
so many other things. He may be seeing so many other things, but he will be able to identify only those personalities whom he knows, right?
Oh, it means that Arjuna is connecting, is seeing only what he is known to him. He is just he is speaking here.
Yeah. Like, for example, you went to Vrindavan. Did
yes.
you go by flight or train?
Flight.
Who all traveled with you in flight?
250 passengers. I know only 5 to 10.
So you will be able to tell the names of only few of them.
Yeah, Prabhuji.
And within that also, you will mention the names of only those persons whom I also know and you also know.
Correct. Correct, Prabhuji.
That's what Krishna is doing here. There may be so many other things that he is seeing, but whatever is relevant for Arjuna, that's what he is telling.
Okay, Prabhuji. But Arjuna, actually, he began this chapter by asking him, Krishna, to show the form with which you are pervading the whole universe here. That is the basis for this chapter to begin with, no, Prabhuji. Arjuna never asked all these things, no, Prabhuji. This thing, this Kala Rupa, does he ask this also?
Yeah, because Kala is also an important aspect of the functioning of this universe, right? Kala is the nimitta karan, the the what is it? The material cause and the what is the other cause? Nimitta karan, the effective cause of this universe. The effective cause is Kala. So Krishna's source of the as the essential person being the functioning of this universe, Kala is an essential factor actually. So whether Arjuna realized it or not, but Kala is an important aspect of the functioning of this universe, and Krishna, that's what here Krishna is showing it through the display of his Kala Rupa.
So only after the description of Kala Rupa starts, all these things are given, like ferocious, astonishing, all those things. Only after the
This Kala Rupa is only described like this, no, Prabhuji, like ferocious, ghastly form.
Yeah. Before that, the
From
description does
20th,
not.
from 20th shloka it is starting, no, Prabhuji, this
Okay,
Kala Rupa.
let us see. Yeah, I
19th,
think yeah, okay. Now
till 19th
20th.
there was, it was not
Now
described
that
like
Arjuna
Prabhuji.
had proper qualification, the Lord shows him his form as time, starting with 20. So let's see,
Yeah.
19, what does he say? You are without beginning, middle, or end, possessed with
That is
infinite strength, thousand
Mahavishnu.
arms, with sun and moon as your eyes, and so on. You are known as Supreme Brahman, the shelter of everything. Okay. I see you with crown, club, chakra, mass of light, etc., etc. I see you everywhere with infinite form, many arms, stomachs, etc., etc. In your body, I see the devatas. You know, the form is described, but then there is no actually, there is no, it's a static form that is described. It's a static form. What is there? Where is what? But now, Kala Rupa is, you know, across time, what changes are happening that is being described. Okay. So now, like, you know, in mouth, you show teeth. Okay. So that is like one thing. But now, if I take a particular teeth and I do a time, what do they call it? A video where they make the time pass, you know, very fast, you know. It's a video of 300 hours, which are 3000 hours, which actually is you cover it in 1 minute or something like that. And they show you how slowly a food particle which is situated in the teeth, and slowly how it forms a caries and how eventually it becomes a cavity and all that. You know, you can probably see it, you know, if you that it's a fast video. So something like that, you know, in a time form. So it's like a if you know the first description is like, you know, where is what? Where is your canine? Where is your molars? Where is your incisors and all that? And Kala Rupa is, you know, taking one of those teeth and across 1000 days, you know, it's covered, you know, how a caries is formed, how that becomes a cavity and all that, you know, that is shown, you know, across time, what happens. The decaying and the growth and everything like that. That's my understanding of the Kala Rupa.
Prabhuji, that 19 shloka translation of Prabhuji, that last line, Sva Tejasa Vishvam Idam Tapantam, like with the mouth of blazing fire, he burns the entire universe with your heat. It,
Yeah.
yeah. So, what does it mean, Prabhuji?
It means when it is time for destruction. You know, from Ananta's mouth, fire comes.
If this is the case, here also Krishna is telling everyone is getting killed by me, then what is the, like, we see Lord Shiva is for destruction now, Prabhuji. So,
Secondary,
what?
secondary,
Oh, so here destruction,
secondary.
Lord himself does all these things, Prabhuji, here.
Lord himself means. Here he is not himself doing, but what here it means is without his sanction, nothing can happen.
Only that we that is there,
That is the
Prabhuji. But
understanding.
the agents will be the, when Shiva for destruction, Lord Shiva is taking care of all this fire and I mean devastation, everything he only carries, no, he only does, no, Prabhuji.
Yeah. He does, but the sanction is indicated by this Virat Rupa. Otherwise, by this actually the form of Mahavishnu. He is not very much actively involved, but he just empowers other personalities to do it.
So this is for a person, this whole chapter is to see the role of Lord behind anything happening there. Only that is
Yeah.
there. We have to.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
ओके चंपक लता माता जी
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. One thing that I have understood, like you have said, Kalarupa is similar to a zoomed in version of one particular aspect or feature, Prabhuji. It's something like on the phone you may have many many apps, but you just open one app and then zoom in something like you are using one particular app and focusing more on that. But one thing that I didn't understand is like Kalarupa is actually a feature of Mahavishnu or the Virat Rupa, Prabhuji. I mean, of Vishwarupa or Virat Rupa.
Kala is ultimately everything belongs to Mahavishnu. Everything belongs to the Supreme Lord only. When the Lord glances at Prakriti, the glance has Kala and Jiva, which were within the body of Mahavishnu. When the Lord glances at Prakriti, that glance has Kala in it and the Jiva in it. So Kala belongs to. It's one of the Shaktis of Mahavishnu only.
Okay, so that means Kalrupa is not within the Virat Rupa.
मतलब काल रूप इज द विराट रूप इज मोर और लेस अ स्टैटिक फॉर्म इन वन सेंस. व्हाट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन भागवतम is a static form of the universe, which is imagined to be like a personality. That is the Virat Rupa. The Vishwarupa, which is being described here, is the form of Mahavishnu, who is holding the various universes in his bodily pose. So that is the form of Mahavishnu. That is the Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa means the form which holds all the universes within his body. That is Vishwarupa.
Yeah,
And that is
that's
a transcendental form.
yes, Prabhuji. That is clear actually. The only thing that was not clear to me is like if Kalarupa is a feature of one of the features of Virat Rupa or one of the features of the Lord Karunatakasya Vishnu. That was not clear to me. But in none of these shlokas that you have read out in today's class, actually, it's not clear, no, Prabhuji.
Yeah, it is. What exactly is this Kala Rupa is not very clear.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm
So,
not able to.
but because there is no sudden change in, it looks like it is the same where the same form of Mahavishnu which he was showing. Now, in his Kala Rupa, he's seeing that how during the course of time, in future. All these things would be, all these personalities would be crushed by the mouth of this Mahavishnu, which means Mahavishnu will, everything, all of them are destined to die. Like that, he is indicating the future through his Kala Rupa.
Yes, Prabhuji. That part, like future forward, what's going to happen, like that kind of whatever prediction Lord is actually showing to Arjuna, that is understood, Prabhuji. But the only thing was like when you gave a nice example of how Arjuna is seeing, like if an ant is lying on Karunatakasya Vishnu's body, he is seeing the universe as a small part of
So whether this Kala Rupa is describing the ant or the body is the question. It's not very clear to me as yet, but because there is no immediate shift in the form that is being described, it looks like he is describing the body only and not the ant. As of now, that's how it looks to me. Let us look at the future purports and see if there is any further detail given, but as of now, it looks like he's talking about the body only and not the ant.
Yeah, why I got that doubt is because when Arjuna in the future says that, I'm unable to see this form of yours, come on, please show me back your 200 form. Now, when he prays like that, that is the question I had because When he's scared of this form, that means he's actually not scared of the Karna, the Kashya, Vishnu form.
Let's wait
At
and
his
watch.
own. Yeah.
Let's wait and watch and see
Okay.
what is being described.
Sure, Ravji. Thank you.
Okay, there are a few questions in the chat box. Is it not a representational expression? Yeah, there is some aspects which are just representational. When Krishna drove the chariot between both the armies, Arjuna mainly focused on his relatives, the peoples whom he loved and was attached to. Yeah, true. That is true. Yeah. Yeah, it is called time lapse. Time lapse, you know. You see in 1 minute what has happened over 1,000 hours, you know. Like that. If Virat Roop is a material form, what is the need of a special vision? That's why I said he is not seeing the Virat Roop, he is seeing the form of Karna, the Kasai Vishnu, which is a transcendental form. That's what we have been discussing all the while now. This Virat form, is it the same as described in the second canto? We are not describing the Virat form. This is the Vishwarupa, the form of Mahavishnu. This is not Virat form which we are discussing right now. Guna Kala Karma, the Lord's sight consists of Kala Karma and Svabhava. Those are the three. Kalad Guna Vyatikaraha Parinama Svabhavataha Karmano Janmaha Janma Mahataha Purushadishtitadabhu. Like that. Krishna says, I am Kalosmi. That means he is destroying everything by his Kala Rupa Shakti. Yeah, that's what is the next verse that he is going to speak now. How to understand the picture given in the Bhagavad Gita book for the verse 11.16? I don't know what is that picture. If someone can take a photo of it and share it in the Zoom, I will display it. Yeah, we are going to discuss this Kalosmi Lokakshekir, that is next verse. We are going to read what he's telling them. Yeah, Manga Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please forgive my ignorance if it is not here relevant, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, when it comparing to Vishwarupa and Virat Rupa, for example, in Lanka Dahana time, when Hanuman had shown to Sita Mata, he has expanded himself. So that is a Virat Rupa. And what Arjuna
I don't know.
has
Is that,
seen is
where does it say
Vishwarupa.
That it is Virat Rupa?
Hanuman has, because she doubted him, no? She doubted he, how can he cross the ocean by taking her. So there
Okay.
It is mentioned, people mention that it is Hanuman has showed Virat Rupa.
I don't know.
So means that is the individual form getting bigger and bigger, where
That is not called as Virat Rupa.
Then what it can be called, Prabhuji?
A
Because
big
this
form.
is Arjuna has shown with Vishwarupa, right?
Vishwarupa is the form of Mahavishnu here.
Yes, yes. And I heard people saying that Hanuman had shown the Virat Rupa of
Hanuman
himself.
cannot show Virat Rupa.
What can be called that form when it is he has seen his, someone, one of the Siddhis might be, right?
Yeah, it's just making his
Astra
form
Siddhis.
bigger. That's all. That is not the Virat Rupa.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's not Virat Rupa. Okay, so now Krishna says, so when Arjuna asks him that, tell me who are you with this terrifying form, I offer respects to you, O best of the devatas, please be merciful to me, I desire to know you, the first being, I do not understand your purpose, can you please speak? Krishna says that, I will just, okay, just give me a second. Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravruddho lokan samahartum iha pravruttaha ritepi tvam na bhavishyanti sarve yevastitaha pratyanikeshu yoddaha. The Lord said, I am time, Kalosmi, the destroyer of the worlds, loka kshayakrit, increasing in power, pravruddaha, लोकान समाहर्तुम इह प्रवृत्तः प्रवृत्तः आई एम एंगेज्ड इह हियर लोकान समाहर्तुम इन डिस्ट्रॉइंग दिस मेन ऋतेपि त्वाम अर्जुन इवन विदाउट यू ये अवस्थिताः प्रत्यनीकेषु योद्धा ऑल दीज वॉरियर्स अरेड इन दिस कॉन्फ्रंटेड कॉन्फ्रंटिंग आर्मीज न भविष्यन्ति सर्वे दे विल ऑल सीज टू बी आई डोंट नीड यू एज टाइम आई विल ऑटोमैटिकली एज टाइम आई विल ऑटोमैटिकली डिस्ट्रॉय ओके 11.16 दिस इज द फॉर्म ओके सो दिस इज द फॉर्म ऑफ महाविष्णु दिस इज द फॉर्म ऑफ महाविष्णु ओके सो कृष्ण सेज आई एम टाइम द डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड लोक क्षयकृत कालोस्मि लोक क्षयकृत प्रवृद्धो लोकान समाहर्तुमिह प्रवृत्तः इंक्रीजिंग इन पवर आई एम हियर एंगेज इन डिस्ट्रॉइंग दिस मेन इवन विदाउट यू रितेपि त्वाम ये अवस्थिता प्रत्यनीकेषु योद्धाः न भविष्यन्ति सर्वे दे विल ऑल सीज टू बी आई डोंट नीड यू टू डिस्ट्रॉय अर्जुन अंडरस्टैंड सो ही सेज तस्मात्त्वमुत्तिष्ठ यशो लभस्व जित्वा शत्रून्मुङ्क्ष्वराज्यं समुद्धम् मयैवेते निहता पूर्वमेव निमित्तमात्रं भव सव्यसाचिन् तस्मात् देयरफोर त्वम् उत्तिष्ठ यू राइज यशो लभस्व एंड टेक ऑल दीज ग्लोरीज टू युअर सेल्फ ओ अर्जुन सो जित्वा शत्रून् Conquering the enemies, Bhungshva Rajyam Samuddham, enjoy a prosperous kingdom, Arjuna. Maya eva ete nihataha, I have already killed them in the form of time. Purvameva, nimittamatram bhava, O Savyasachin, just be an instrument, O Arjuna, I have already killed them in my form as time. They are already dead. You just You know, you just be an instrument and take all the fame for yourself. Dronam cha bhishmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatanyanapi yodha viran mayahatam stvam jahima vyatishta yudhyasva jetasirane sapatnan त्वं जहि द्रोण भीष्म जयद्रथ कर्ण अन्यानपि योद्ध वीरान यू कैन किल द्रोण भीष्म जयद्रथ कर्ण एंड अदर ब्रेव वॉरियर्स मया हतान हु हैव ऑलरेडी बीन किल्ड बाय मी मा व्यतिष्ठा प्लीज डू नॉट ग्रीव युद्धस्व जेतासि सपत्नान रणे फाइट जेतासि एंड यू विल बी विक्टोरियस Sapatnan, over your enemies, Rane, in this war, you will be victorious over your enemies. Don't grieve, just go and fight. I've already killed them. Like that, here Krishna says. Okay. So Arjuna gets terrified watching the Vishwarupa. Does Sanjaya also get terrified? Because he doesn't mention. Well, Sanjaya, let us see whether Sanjaya is expressing his own emotions here. We have not come to that part yet. We have not come to that part yet. Let's see if Sanjaya is mentioning anything of his own emotions or not. We will wait and watch for that. Okay, so we have come till verse number 34. Right? We have covered about 58 slides. We still have, we have completed only half of the number of slides. Totally, there are another about close to maybe 55, 56 slides we still have. So, Next will be Arjuna's prayers. Okay, that we will be discussing next week. Arjuna is going to express his, his emotions, and these emotions will be analyzed by the Acharyas, and then he is going to ask Krishna to show his 200 form, and he is going to see the 200 form and the glories of the 200 form, and so on, and yeah. Anyways, so we will continue this discussion next week. For now, thank you very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. We will continue this discussion next Friday. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.